Let's get Ed Jovanovski here as part of the conversation. I mean, an honorary ski rounds out the ski patrol here on this Monday morning. Jovo Cop, Eddie, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Oh, listen to you with their microphone. It's like you're right
next
to us.
Oh, man, what a setup I got here now. This is awesome.
You are so professional now. What did you make of it? This city has gone crazy. The way the team won it on Friday was kind of the right way. You help out a goalie who has struggled. I don't know, Eddie. I mean, you have played your first year. You just went to the Stanley Cup and maybe thought that's the norm come postseason. But how valuable is it, and how different are these hockey players that put on a Canucks uniform for what they've been through?
Well, definitely proud of themselves, and I'm sure the coaching staff is, you know, feeling great on how things unfolded. But you know, the better team won. I mean, that's, you know, Vancouver coming into this last game here, and just listening to you guys talk about, you know, the team kind of rallying and having that resolve and that resiliency and to find a way to get it done at the end of the night. You know, it wasn't their best game. You know, obviously there was a couple goals that went in that Markey probably would like back, but and going down 3-1 and finding a way, Sutter had a great series, and Hughes was just exceptional in that game. And just finding a way to end it 11 seconds in, wow. I mean, the anxiety of overtime, you know, not only from us watching, but the players to end it that early had to feel really good. They deserved it.
Yeah, and on a night that, like you said, I don't think it was their best game, but a night that, you know, it was clear from an early going that Jacob Markstrom just, Markey was fighting it. And it happens every once in a while, right? Like every once in a while, your star players just have, you know, they just have those nights, right? I think that's a true sign of a team though, Eddie, where guys can pick each other up, where we saw it throughout the series after that setback where they got kind of, they looked flat against the Wild in game one. This team really seemed to respond as a team, right?
They sure did. And guys, looking at this game, although they were chasing it all night, I personally had that feeling still that they were going to find a way, you know, to get it done. And it could have been those kind of goals that the goaltender wanted back. And you look at those situations, it could really deflate a team. You know, the body language starts going down and guys start doing things that are uncharacteristic of how they play. And you start deviating from the system. Well, it was almost a pushback was there. And they always, you know, were getting themselves back in the game. And especially at the end of that second period when Sturm scores that, you know, that weak goal, it was like a 5-second delay on TV. The announcers didn't even know it went in. You know, so to have that, you know, bounce, you know, third period with 5 or 6 minutes left in the period where Horvat scored, and you can see how pumped up he was. And then to finish it off was great. But yeah, some nights your goaltender, you know, is going to have off nights. But for what he's done for this team this year and year, you know, previous, how his game has gotten to that elite level, you know, it's okay to have off nights. It's how you respond. And the team definitely, you know, pulled one through for him. And you can see Markey's comments on his press conference after. So he was appreciative as well.
Yeah, he knew he had to be better. Ed Jovanovski completing the ski patrol here, joining Perry Solkowski, James Cebulski. Eddie, answer me this, and I'll try and put it, you know, to our listeners, as I don't think a lot of our listeners have played professional hockey. I mean, you can meet someone who you get along with and they're friends, but then you go on a trip and you're bonded that much more. I think this hockey team is close, but you have been on teams that – you get on a run or you win in the playoffs. Is this team tighter now than they would have been having won this series, having, you know, Jake Virtanen fighting, you know, Miller hurt, guys playing through? Are they a tighter group now this Monday morning than they were a week ago?
For sure. And winning does that. And to a point, you know, losing, when you face defeat, you hopefully it makes you stronger and want it more. But in this situation, having the whole situation, the way it's played out with this bubble, a shortened, first round play-in. I mean, it's huge. I mean, everybody rallied together. Minnesota was no team to look past. I mean, they play well. Their goaltender was playing well. They got some players that can beat you. But I tell you what, I'm not a Twitter guy, but I went on Vancouver Canucks Twitter, and I saw Miller reading the lineup out before the game, how jacked up he was. I saw after when the guys were jumping around in the room. These are great moments that as players, you never forget. I mean, I showed my son this and I'm like, this is what it's all about, the locker room. Playing 20 years and being out for 5 years, that's what I miss the most, is that stuff before the game, after the game, celebrating wins, celebrating great moments. And it was great to see.
Eddie,
So,
who was that
yeah, for
teammate for
sure,
you?
it brings groups together.
Eddie, who was that teammate for you? Who was the JT Miller?
We had so like, listen, I was always, the rah-rah guy. I always would kind of go nuts before a game, walking around the room, banging guys' shin pads, high-fiving guys, chest pumping, but we, you look around the room, I'm trying to kind of, in Florida, that guy, a guy like a younger guy like Vinny Trocheck that they got rid of, he was one of those guys that was, jacked up before a game. My days in Vancouver, yeah, I can't come to mind, but we had a lot of guys that were just kind of ready to go, that would try to get the guy next to you ready to go to play. And what I, it gave me goosebumps thinking of, like, when I watched that clip, I'm like, man, it felt so good to see that guys care that much about hitting the ice and playing for each other.
7:12 on a Monday morning after the Vancouver Canucks have moved on to the playoffs. It's Perry Solkowski. It's James Cebulski. And you know who else? It's Eddie freaking Jovanovski with us. Eddie
I'm pumped,
Jovanovski.
boys. I'm pumped. And James, don't put me on the spot again like that, please.
Okay, I'll back off on that note. I'll at least give you a
So,
heads up on that.
bigger and better, those are the St. Louis Blues. Is there similarities to what they face with Minnesota as to what they get in the next round, Eddie?
Well, you're playing cup champs, right? So, I mean, you're gonna have the task is gonna be tough, but I think, watching St. Louis play yesterday, they're a hard team. They put the pucks into great areas. They're a big, heavy team that's gonna lean on you. And what I think important is in this series is Greeny really to have the ability to roll four lines. I mean, you can't tax your top guys early on in the series. I think there are certain times when you got to roll, your top guys, put them out there often. But I think it's a good matchup. And one area where I think the Canucks have the advantage is the speed. Speed kills in this game, and you start going through that neutral zone with speed and really forcing their D back, you're going to have success. So it's going to be a hard-fought series, for that ice, but I think the Canucks match up well.
No, there's elements that you like. It's going to be a heavy series, right? And that was statistically, it didn't look like the Wild series was going to be a heavy series, and yet it proved to be way more physical than I think a lot of people anticipated once the puck actually dropped on the four-game series. Jovo, to look at what else is going down here this morning. You're down in the Florida area. Dale Tallon out as general manager with the Panthers. Obviously, another disappointing result for them. They really looked overmatched against the Islanders in that series. But
Yeah.
your reaction to Tallon being out in Florida now?
Well, it's always a tough, tough day when you see, a friend. I've got to know Dale, obviously bringing me back to Florida. But in this business, Dale's been here for a decade. I believe it was like three playoff series that, were part of, haven't won any of them. Changes are going to be made. And you look at that series, I think for the Panthers, really believing that they had an opportunity to knock off the Islanders. And that last game was disappointing. I don't know if the disinterest or whatever it was, but they had no answer. They were kind of stuck in mud. And then you bring in a goaltender and you pay him $70 million and was very mediocre throughout the year. It raises eyebrows and it's a tough day, but I think as an organization, you look to make changes and hopefully for the better. I think they got obviously a Hall of Fame coach that they brought in. I think he's probably going to have more of an input on what guys he believes that can play for him. And I think that's where you kind of leave it. It's just disappointing because a good man lost his job and a team's kind of in shambles right now.
How would you describe or would you use that phrase, a team in shambles in Toronto this morning?
Yeah, that was, coming off that miraculous comeback the previous game and heading into this one, you just don't know how they were going to respond. I think Columbus, when you look at the leadership of Foligno, his press conference after, he didn't look overly down. He knew, listen, the best team's gonna, find a way to come out on top here. And Torts had a a game plan in place that really was effective. So, listen, the Leafs got a chance to get the number one pick now.
That's not a
Yeah,
good
so do the
thing.
Panthers. Some of these teams on this list,
Crazy.
could have went to the finals. I mean, look at Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
The Preds. So,
There are people that thought Edmonton
yeah.
could come out of the
I don't know what
West,
they're
right?
going to do there in Leafland.
Well, it makes for 3 o'clock our time, 6 o'clock for you, as interesting as ever. And the Lafreniere family must be going, man, you could go to New York, you could play with Sid, you might be going to Edmonton. So it makes the draft lottery absolutely crazy. So we'll see how it takes place. Hey, thank you for this. You've been doing a great job. We're glad we got another round, and maybe we'll get a few more. And we'll touch base with you before they drop the puck on Wednesday.
All right, guys, I'm excited for this the next round.
Yeah. I'm sorry for putting you on the spot there too earlier this morning.
That's all right, buddy.
You can go back to sleep, okay?
I wish.
Looking forward to you, man. Wednesday, you're back at it, the intermissions and the broadcast. So you take care, and we'll talk to you Wednesday.
All right, guys, take care.